This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the BetRivers Network.
Welcome in and welcome back, everybody. We are here for the final matchup of the Liga MX season. We got two teams still standing. Excited to get into it. As always, the show is brought to you by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Cooper, your host, and next to me, as always, is my good friend RJ. And yeah, we're here. We are off the tail end of two very exciting semifinal matchups. Toluca and Pachuca, that's who's remaining. So I dug into this, and to maybe some people's surprise, Club Toluca are aiming for their 11th Mexican football title here, which, you know, that took me by surprise. I went back and looked at it. These guys were actually a dynasty in the early to mid 2000s, just absolutely were running the table in the Mexican league. Pachuca obviously was here last year, came up just a little bit short against Atlas. So there is that kind of a little bit of a, not so much a revenge factor, but definitely kind of a get right spot for this Pachuca team. This first leg here will be at Toluca, who maybe a little bit of a surprise for some people. They're going to be a home dog here, coming in around plus 200. Pachuca on the road at plus 135, and the draw is priced at plus 230. So, yeah, we're ready to get into it. What about you, RJ? What do you got?
Yeah, I'm always ready, Coop. So, yeah, heading into the final match here between Toluca and Pachuca. I'm liking Toluca in this match. I'm looking at PK, so draw no bet at plus 118. You know, I don't know. I think the books probably are favoring Pachuca slightly. And this is just a guess because of the recent showing this in 2022. They beat Toluca on the road in August 4-1. They beat them in the Clausura, the previous tournament, 3-0 on the road. I honestly could care less about that. I'm looking at recent form here, and I was very impressed with Toluca. Right over the first two rounds, you know, they smoked Juarez 3-0, the first three rounds, I should say. Yeah. They took care of Santos in high-flying matches, right? They're not a side that keeps clean sheets often, right? The showing that they put up against America, a side that looked to be unstoppable at one point,
yeah,
caught me off guard, right? And you know, we were on the over last week. You know, 1-1 at halftime. Surprisingly, the game ended at 1-1, and they were able to squeak on to the final here. But at home, right? Let's talk about the last few performances, right? 2-1 against America, 4-3 against Santos, 3-0 against Juarez. And prior to that, in the last game of the regular season, they took care of Querétaro, last place team, 4-1, as you would expect. Pachuca, on the other hand, at home, they've won their last six matches, right? They're starting this leg on the road. They took care of Monterrey just two nights ago, 1-0.
Yep.
And, you know, we talked about Monterrey. They were the juggernauts all season. They were the top squad, but they didn't win convincingly. They weren't like a side that's like going out and destroying teams. They snuck by, right? Yeah. And I'm not shocked, right? I'm not shocked that Pachuca, after, you know, the first round where they won 5-2, that it was just a chill, you know, 1-0 match for them. And Monterrey just seemed to have lost their stride. But on the road, Pachuca this season, they've been all right. You know, but I don't think they've been a side where I'm overly concerned, especially at plus 118 at plus money here. It's some value. It's not great value, but they lost to Tigres on the road, right? In the first leg, and Tigres, and then they end up winning at home, and that's how they moved on, right? They drew with Monterrey. They beat Atlético San Luis 2-1. They lost to Juarez. They tied with Puebla. Again, they beat Toluca 4-1 back in August, but the way the way that Toluca has performed over the last six or so matches, right, scoring at least two goals in every game except against America over this past weekend, because they already really they wanted to just make sure they snuck by. So at that point, it's more playing, put a wall up and defend. A team that's averaged over three goals, just around three goals in the last five home matches, they have not failed to score. Facing a side from a statistical perspective that are nightmares, right? They've scored 0.8 goals for, they've allowed 0.8 goals for, they failed to score in 40% of their matches. They kept a clean sheet in 40% of the last five matches. It's not a sexy look, but a side who's extremely dominant at home versus a side who's just like mediocre, don't give up a ton of goals, don't score a lot of goals. I you know, for me, PK is the play here, right? Toluca, draw no bet at plus 118.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to like about this angle here that you're taking. Specifically, what I like about this is it is value. You have a push protection if the game ends in a draw. You're getting paid, you know, 18 cents on the dollar if this ends up cashing, which is always nice to be on that mm-hmm. side of things. We try to do that as much as we can. If we see value with a big price, we will definitely try to provide that for you guys. But yeah, you covered a lot of good information there. This game being back at Toluca, where they've thrived, this is one of those teams, man, they started the year off just absolutely smoldering, super, super hot to start the year. Went through about as low as a run as they started high in the middle of the season. And then here they are, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in a row, 7 unbeaten, you know, beating some really, really good clubs here. I'm not going to lie. I was caught off. I was surprised this last week against Club America. I think most people were. I mean, Club America was minus 500 going into the second leg of that semifinal. I thought Toluca had been blessed with some really favorable matchups mm-hmm. in this first and second round of the playoffs, because I just thought that, you know, that they get Juarez, got him at home, and just kind of ran through them. And then they got Santos Laguna, who's been a really exciting team. They were exciting the whole year. They scored a lot of goals, but they weren't defensively sound. So then they get Club America, who was as sound as you can get defensively and very potent in attack. So I was like, okay, this is probably the end of the road for Toluca. Obviously not the case. You know, they prevailed. They proved me wrong and proved a lot of others wrong. I'm not racing to fade Toluca at this point. I've learned my lesson. These guys are analytical busters. They're trend busters. It's not somebody. It's the last two matches of the year. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to fade them at this point. I mean, there's no reason to at this point. Them being at home, I think is crucial here for both of our looks. So I'll get into mine. I'm going to be taking more of a situational approach to this one as opposed to trends and numbers. The total for this first leg of the final is set at 2.75. Mm-hmm. Minus 110 both ways on Bet Rivers. I'm going to be taking the under here as my primary play. I'm going to go a unit and a half on the under, primarily because I do think Pachuca is the stronger side. I don't know if they should be favored this much on the road in a final, but I do think that they're strong enough and they're going to be able to play their game here, which is Toluca's going to let them possess the ball because Toluca wants to hit you on the counter. So Pachuca is probably going to hold on to the ball, play kick the can, kick the ball around. And that's what they've done on the road most of the season. And specifically in the playoffs, they've done it to perfection. Low scoring loss against Tigres on the road, 0-1, which they were totally fine with, because then they went home and won 2-1 and advanced on aggregate and positions in the standings. So they were totally fine with that. Same thing against Monterrey. Pachuca starts that tie at home, blows them out 5-2 in a fireworks show, and then goes on the road last week and just parks it until like the 94th minute.
Yep.
Sneaks one in and hits the road. So, which we cashed on that one, by the way. We were on both teams to score no at plus 110. We cashed that ticket. So for this one, I understand the totals at 2.75 because these teams have scored a lot of goals at times during the season and they are good in attack, but I think the total set too high for a championship first leg. Pachuca's going to be on the road. I can't see them taking another approach other than the one that they've taken basically the entire year, and it's worked for them. So there's no way that they just go crazy and just, you know, try to score three goals in the first half. I do expect Toluca to try to get after it because they're going to be the home team here. But I think Pachuca is sturdy enough at the back. They're still the number one team and expected goals allowed for a reason. And that statistic only gets better on the road. I think the under is a good look here, just tactically, especially with it being the first leg. Pachuca is going to be fine with a low scoring draw or even if this game is 1-0 to Luca, they're fine with that because they're going to take it back home and absolutely go ham. So I'm on the under 2.75 for 1.5 units. And then I'm going to sprinkle a half a unit on the draw, which I do believe is generously priced at plus 230. So I think RJ and I have set ourselves up pretty nicely for, you know, a couple of different possibilities
that profit.
That this game could go. And I'm excited about this one.
Yeah. I mean, the finals should be a good one. Looking forward to tuning in on this. I I've always been honest and transparent on my opinion on my play, your play, whatever. And I'm not a big under guy, but I do see the justification, the logic behind it. I agree with you. I think it is a little high. I think if anything, this total should be 2.5. You got to look too here. Pachuca's got Ibañez, right? Nicolas Ibañez, the golden boot, right? He's probably going to get the boot. He scored a hat trick last match. He's got 11 goals on the season. That's about all they got, right? You shut him down, there it's a different Pachuca side, which it's been difficult to do, right? And Monterrey had a hard time doing that, which is one of the more sound defensive sides in the league. So I'm guessing the books historically with his form, they're going to say, well, Pachuca just opening up opportunities for Ibañez, and he's just taking advantage of them continuously. But, excuse me, on the other hand, you got Toluca. As I talked about in a previous show, they got Meneses, Fernandez, the old-timer, right? Sanveso, the Brazilian, shows up. Hopefully he hears me, and he says, you know what, RJ? No, I'm not old. I got this. He shows up, and that team, they have depth. They share the wealth, so to speak, and I think it's favorable, right, for the under. I got to tell you, I'm a stat guy, right? The draw doesn't look bad either at all. But I'd really like to see a strong performance from Toluca here, especially at home. They know they're going to kind of be in a different territory and kind of trouble if they head down on the road, down a goal. So Toluca's been lethal at home, three plus goals for at home per match. And let's hope that continues.
Yeah.
But under 2.75. So maybe like 1-0, 2-0.
Yeah.
A push is okay, right? Because a push would get us a draw.
Absolutely.
Push would get us a draw. Hopefully under, if anything. So there's a lot of good opportunities here for us.
A lot of good opportunities. And, you know, I'm sitting here thinking about it. Toluca, this place is going to be absolutely buzzing. It's going to be a circus for this match, for the first leg of this final. I wouldn't be surprised if it was chippy. So I don't know what the cards market looks like. We pretty much have a good idea of how Pachuca is going to go in and play it. They're fine playing chippy. They're physical. This is a physical league. We know the refs love to give cards, kind of hoping for no red cards either way, because that's kind of a wild card as far as the total and the side is concerned. You hope the officials don't get too involved in a final here, but it wouldn't surprise me with, you know, Liga MX Liga MX is going to Liga MX. So we'll see what happens. But
yeah, so I was just going to – I was pulling up the ref for this match. So it's Marco Antonio Ortiz Nava, right? And then Liga MX so far in 16 appearances, average of four yellow cards per game. Four red cards all season, so one every four matches. So he's not overly happy to give out red cards like some of the other referees we've seen.
That's about 25% of the time. So
yeah, he's given out cards to both teams 14 out of 16 matches. So pretty.
Oh, I know this guy.
Yeah, pretty well spread out. I mean, just throwing those stats out there. I think
it's good for cards.
Yeah, I think it's got potential. It's Mexico, by the way. So, yeah, there's always potential for cards.
Exactly. So, that's it. Again, we've got Toluca at home to start this final, shooting for their 11th Mexican football title. Pachuca back for the second year, trying to get some justice for a close loss to Atlas in the final in the spring. So, really excited about it. Might have some bonus content out for the duration of this Liga MX two-legged final. So make sure you're following us at Because We Win. That's the Betting Weekly Studios on Twitter. And we appreciate everybody tuning in. As always, we really enjoy doing this, really enjoy this league. We'll have one more show for the second leg later this week at the conclusion of this first game. And you got anything else, RJ?
No, as you said, really appreciate everybody tuning in. The viewership's going up, right? We spend a lot of time and, you know, we don't always win, but the content there, the picks are usually in a good place. And by the way, this game is tomorrow night. So if you're seeing this Thursday at 9:06 Eastern time. So once you see this, if you're interested and you want to lock in some bets, let's lock them in cash.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the Bet Rivers Network.